And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
This is the fastest approval of any cancer drug ever by the FDA. And what it reflects is the FDA said, when you have a drug where the data looks so good, where it's so compelling, where it's so clear what its benefit is, then the FDA can actually marshal its resources, evaluate the data rigorously but very quickly, and make sure that it's available to patients, as it will be starting next week.
This may be the most distinguished group of judicial nominees that any president has ever put forward. It's bipartisan, it's diverse, and each of these individuals is impeccably qualified.
The administration wants to give the appearance that these are consensus choices, or they're bipartisan choices, or they're the results of compromise. Again, it's a clever strategy, but it's a transparent strategy. This is definitely the first step in the Bush administration's attempts to pack the entire federal judiciary with right-wing ideologues.
The decision was an outrageous decision. To me, it undermines the whole credibility of this commission. To kick the United States off one of the great bastions of human rights and allow Sudan to be on.
This budget is for prosperity. Now, because it has $100 billion that will go back to the American taxpayers in these next 2 years, this one and next, and it's a budget for the future, because for America to prosper, we have to have low taxes and low tax rates.
The commitment of the administration and the budgeteers is a sham when it talks about increasing education for the children in this country. It's a cliche. It's a shibboleth. It's non-existent. And this budget doesn't provide it.
It is my responsibility and duty to protect the integrity of our system of justice. Therefore, I have made a decision to postpone the execution of Timothy McVeigh for 1 month from this day.